The JoLynn Braley Show, Episode 17. Is permanent weight loss really possible? Get Real, Episode Number 4. And welcome. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and this is the JoLynn Braley Show. Join me on today's show as I go beyond the food to the real issue. What is the real issue? That is your mindset. You see, mindset is 90% of the solution. If you crave permanent success with your weight, if you would love to leave all of your food and weight struggles behind you, your mindset is what must transform significantly. This means that would enable you to leave your binge eating, emotional eating, stuffing yourself, food obsessions, self-criticism, night eating, perfectionism, diet mentality, Tomorrowland behavior, which is when you continue to tell yourself that tomorrow you'll change, on Monday you'll do another diet, on New Year's Day you'll suddenly get fit. To leave all of that behind, to leave all of your self-sabotage behind, what you need to do is solve what is 90% of your current problem, and that is your mindset. Once you get a weight loss mindset, then that makes living healthy and fit easy, which is only 10% of the solution. How you eat and exercise, diet and exercise, is 10% of the solution. How do you know for certain that right now you have a mindset problem? Because you already know how to eat healthy, you already know how to exercise, you already know that you need to be doing these things, you know that you need to be drinking clean water every day, lots of it, you know that you need to get off of almost all processed foods for the most part, you know that you need to be ending your emotional eating, ending your binge eating, you know all of these things, but you're not doing it. And because you're not doing it, that is the glaring signal that you have a mindset problem. And this is why 95% of dieters fail. So, once again, my name is JoLynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and on today's show, the topic is permanent weight loss really possible? And this is the fourth Get Real episode of the year. What is a Get Real episode? Well, back in January, I said that I was going to do at least one Get Real episode for you each month. And that is exactly what I've been doing. And what a Get Real episode is, the purpose of it, is to help you wake up, to help you get real with yourself, and ask yourself, what in the heck am I doing? Because what the majority do is do. So you go to work, you are doing, you completely lose all connection with yourself. If you're like most people, you're completely disconnected from your body and from even how you feel. You're just constantly in this do mode. And then you tell yourself that, oh, it would be, you know, I need to lose weight. I've got an extra 50, 60, 100 pounds on my body. It's not good for me. And I would like to look better. And I sure don't feel good about it. And it really does bother me. It's very, very frustrating. In fact, I feel pretty much like crap about myself. And I can say this to you because I've been there before. I know what that's like. I haven't been 100 pounds overweight. But I know what it's like to be feeling so awful in your body, and I have been overweight. And you tell yourself these things, but then you say, well, I'll do it on Monday, or I'll do it on I'll do it on New Year's Day. I'll do it after the vacation. I'll do it someday. And then the weeks, the months, the years go by, and then it's 5 years later, and you look back, and 10 years have gone by, 20 years have gone by, and what happened was you just got caught up. You got caught up in all of this doing for everyone else and for your work and this thing that you call your life, but all of this time has gone by. And if you take the opportunity right now to get real with yourself and ask yourself, hey, am I happy with my body? Am I really happy with the state of my mindset? Am I happy with the state of my weight? Ask yourself, how empowered do I really feel in my life? Am I in full control of my own mind and my own emotions? Or are you like the majority who is always looking outside of themselves for approval from others, wanting other people and situations to change before you can get happy? You want everything on the outside to change so that you can feel better, which is how most people are. And then you're waiting until you lose weight, until you suddenly get happy, always putting it off until tomorrow. Well, the problem with doing what the majority do is that you're going to get the results that the majority get. And just look around today. How many people are struggling with their weight? How many people are unhappy with their lives? Do you really want the results the majority are getting? Or do you want to get real with yourself right now? Are you willing, not just do you want to, but are you willing to get real with yourself right now and decide, hey, I don't like this. I've got to do something else. And now is the time to do it. And if you are serious about making these core transformations in your mindset, which is where 90% of the problem is, then the first step is go to fearlessfatloss.com, and a very small step you can take is just simply sign up for my free 5-day e-course, and that will help you answer the question, is your mindset fit or FAT? And then you're going to learn more about this mindset topic, and I'll also share with you in that e-course exactly what you can do to take the first step to change it if you really are serious about changing it. Because can you see that it's not just your weight loss that you're putting off until tomorrow, but it's your happiness, your peace of mind, your life, your enthusiasm, your self-confidence, your passion. That is what you're putting off until tomorrow. And you think that it's your weight problem, but that weight is actually just a symptom of your life issues. And that is what I help very exceptional women and cool men resolve. And that is what I do with them through my step-by-step proven system, the Inner Self Diet. We walk through all of the steps that have been proven to work over and over and over again so that you can release all of your internal struggles, get in alignment with your true inner self, get all systems go, feel absolutely fantastic about yourself, regain your faith and your belief in yourself, feel fully self-confident. The thing that I continue to hear from my clients is when they graduate the Inner Self Diet, they say, I feel unstoppable. What if you felt like that in your life right now? What would you be doing? What exactly would you be doing different right now in your life if you felt so good about yourself, you felt so good in your body, and you felt unstoppable? What exactly would you be doing right now? That means that you would not be living in fear, and you would actually be experiencing permanent weight loss, and you would no longer be sabotaging yourself. No more emotional eating, no more sugar addictions, none of that icky stuff that's so frustrating. And you'd be living your life. So that is the possibility for you once you get real with yourself. And that's what these Get Real episodes are about. Because the truth is that tomorrow is never going to come. Tomorrow will never, ever, ever, ever get here. And why is that? Here's why. Today is the day you told yourself yesterday would be the day that you would finally make a change. It's always now. There is no tomorrow. So why put off your happiness? Why put off your self-confidence? Why put off your belief in yourself? Why put off the life that you've always wanted to live in the body you've always wanted to live in? Why put all that off until tomorrow? I say that you deserve to have what you want. And so in the spirit of also helping you to get real with yourself, let's look at today's topic question that is in addition to this Get Real episode. And that question is permanent weight loss really possible? Well, first let's look at exactly what does permanent weight loss mean. Does permanent weight loss mean perfection? No, not at all. Here's what permanent weight loss is. Permanent weight loss is the release of your ongoing, frustrating, annoying struggles with yourself, with your self-sabotage, with your inability to stop eating, with your food binges, your binge eating, emotional eating, sugar addictions, self-sabotage, night eating, stuffing yourself, exercise avoidance, anything and everything that is stopping you from dropping the fat and keeping it off. All of this comes down to FAT. And what is FAT? FAT, that is your FAT mindset, and FAT are your fear-attracting thoughts. FAT on the inside equals fat on the outside. So if you're looking in the mirror and you see fat that you don't like, then you've got FAT on the inside. And no matter what that FAT is about, whether it's fears of change, fears of feeling like you're going to be deprived, fears of what other people are going to think, fears of being attractive, believe it or not, there are often more people who are afraid of success than failure. And possibly you can relate to that, because look at how many times you failed. You know what to expect with failure. What if you were to actually succeed? And when you don't know how to get over the hump of all those fears, and you don't know how to get beyond your own internal blind spots, which you can't even see, you don't even know that they're there, then that is where working with a highly trained mentor and coach will help you to get out from behind what is stopping you and help you make the progress that you dearly want to make in the least amount of time possible. The quickest way to get any result in your life is to simply do the exact same things that others have done before you. So the question today is permanent weight loss possible? Is it truly possible? We want to look at what permanent weight loss means, and what it means is that you're no longer struggling. You're no longer struggling with your FAT, and that's your fear-attracting thoughts, that is your FAT mindset that you have right now. There's no more struggle with that. You know exactly how to be in control of your own mind and emotions. And so you're also no longer struggling with self-sabotage, binge eating, emotional eating, sugar addictions, stuffing yourself, beating yourself up because of how you eat and because of how you look. You're just not struggling any longer. That is permanent weight loss. Permanent weight loss is eating when you're physically hungry, stopping when you're physically full, feeling good in your own skin, being excited about working out. Like one of my recent graduates of the Inner Self Diet, Sophia, she didn't think it was even possible. And maybe you're like her, like how she used to be before we met. And she even said that she was cynical that it could really work. And then once she started doing the steps in the Inner Self Diet and we were working together, she was amazed at how quickly her struggle was released. And she is now excited about going to the gym. She's having fun working out. She's having fun eating healthy, and it's just not any big deal to her anymore. And that is what you get when you get to the place where you've released all of your struggle. And Is it really possible? Is permanent weight loss really possible? Well, here's some questions to ask yourself. Does the sun struggle to shine? Does the sun struggle to shine? Yes or no? Does the grass struggle to grow? Yes or no? Does the rain struggle to fall? Do the birds struggle to fly? Does the wind struggle to blow? Do the rapids in Colorado, do they struggle to race down the path of the river? Does the earth struggle to rotate on its axis? Does the snow struggle to fall? And of course, the weather conditions, that's all about where you live. So if you're going to be funny with yourself and say, oh yeah, the snow struggles to fall because I live in Miami. Well, come on, that doesn't make any sense. And that's not going to help you get real with yourself, is it? So then the question you ask there, wow, does the temperature struggle to rise in Miami each summertime? Does it struggle? Does the heat struggle in any way in Miami? It doesn't, does it? So the nature and the natural flow of this universe we live in, it's struggle-free. It's abundant. You're supposed to feel good in your body. You're supposed to thrive. You're supposed to be having fun in your life. You're supposed to be living in the body that you want to live in. And you're supposed to be enjoying food and treating yourself with respect and just having an easy time of it. Now, does that mean that permanent weight loss means that you can sit on the couch all day and stuff yourself with brownies? No, and that would not be a struggle-free path, because you would know that while you're doing that, that you would be stopping yourself from achieving struggle-free permanent weight loss. And just a couple really quick examples here, because the fact is if there is just one person on this planet who has ever succeeded in achieving struggle-free permanent weight loss, then that means that you can too. That's how it is for anything in your life. Just do the same steps they did and you'll get the same results. And here's one example of an awesome lady who got back in touch with me over a year after she graduated the Inner Self Diet. And by the way, the Inner Self Diet, that's my proprietary proven step-by-step system to permanent weight loss. And this is from Kathleen, and she wrote to say that life just keeps getting better and better and better. And she said, I'm 18 pounds lighter this holiday season than last holiday season, which is awesome because most people gain at least 10 pounds each holiday season. And she's not doing that. She wasn't doing that. She's still not doing that. She is continuing to feed her mind before her body, but she's got the tools to do that too. She says, I'm using more than one inner self tool every single day. It's life-changing and life-changing and life-affirming. The weight release has been through inspired action and struggle-free. So, you know, that's really cool for Kathleen. She says that before this course, I never thought I'd have the ability to truly know or truly listen to this wonderful me inside of me. And when I hear her, I am happy to listen to her, and I'm so happy with all of the healthy decisions and desires that she has. So that's just one person who is continuing to live struggle-free with her weight. Someone else. Let's look at Dave, who I worked with. And that was a while ago. Dave wrote in to say that I'm at 206 from the 296 we started at back when you coached me in 2010 through your step-by-step system. That's 90 pounds, and I've kept moving forward without struggle. That's what really matters. I've done this without forcing myself or depriving myself. I now jog usually 5 days a week, keep changing people's lives. And Dave sent that in to me back in 2012. And let's see, somebody else here. What about Laura? Laura, who recently graduated the Inner Self Diet, and that was not too long ago, about, I'm going to say, 5 months ago, 6 months ago. And Laura is a great example of someone who went from depression to freedom and joy, and she's dropped, I believe it's 15 pounds now, And it's 10 to 15 pounds. She was not even very overweight to begin with. And that's okay. I've had folks that I've worked with who felt more struggle on the inside being only a few pounds overweight than someone who might be 200 pounds overweight and has given up on themselves. And so it's not even about the physical self on the outside always. It's about what you have going on in your mindset and how you're feeling about your body. And she wrote in after graduating, after several months after graduating, to say that her weight loss has continued to be struggle-free, and that not only has she had that result, but she's got a new relationship. She has been attracting new jobs and more money, and it's just her entire life has transformed. And that is how it is for all of the folks I work with. And why is that? Well, can you leave your mind at the curb for 20 minutes or even 5 minutes and walk away from it? You certainly can't do that, can you? So when you transform your mind, you transform your mindset, then you're going to take that mindset, that core weight loss mindset, which is now going to be grounded in your personal power. You're going to feel empowered, totally confident, unstoppable. That's going to go with you in every area of your life. So really the question comes down to here for yourself, again, this is a Get Real episode, and we've been answering the question, is permanent weight loss possible? Yes, of course it's definitely possible. It's possible for anybody, anyone who decides that they shall have it. And then once you make that decision, all you need to do is the proven steps that will get you the outcome of permanent weight loss. So the biggest question to ask yourself is, what is it going to take for me to get real with myself so that I wake up and take action to achieve the freedom from my ongoing food and weight struggles? Write this down, by the way. This is one of your questions to ask yourself today. On each episode of the JoLynn Braley Show, I give you these questions that you can ask yourself, and these are really important. If you follow through and answer them for yourself, you're going to gain great insight. So once again, that question was, what will it take? What exactly is it going to take for me to get real with myself so that I wake up and take action for me to achieve the freedom from my ongoing food and weight struggles? And obviously, you're asking yourself that. And then the next question to ask yourself, do I believe I deserve to have that freedom? Do I really believe I deserve to have that freedom? Because here's the truth. You do not get what you want in life. You get what you believe you deserve to have and experience and what you expect to get. So you get your expectations and what you believe you deserve to receive. And so if you don't believe you deserve to have freedom from your ongoing food and weight struggles that have been going on for most of your life, then you won't live that freedom. You won't ever get the results. And your third question to ask yourself, because I'm sure that you're seeing that this is not, this whole topic that I've covered here today, this is not about a question of, is permanent weight loss possible? Because obviously it is. There are tons of people walking around. You see them every day. You see these fit, slender people going to the gym and having fun and then walking across the street to get half a sub and they eat it. And you say, well, how can she eat that? I can't eat carbs. As soon as I eat carbs, I get fat. Well, you would have to dissect that person's mindset and find out how they do that, but even they wouldn't be able to tell you because it's just a natural part of themselves. So it's not a question today of, is permanent weight loss possible? That's very possible. What the real question is do you believe that you deserve to have it? Do you believe you deserve to have it? So you have to make the decision that you deserve to have it. Once you make the decision, then the solution will easily come and you will take action with it. So let's take a commercial break now. Today's sponsor of the JoLynn Braley Show is fearlessfatloss.com. And when you go to fearlessfatloss.com, weightloss.com. Grab my free 5-day e-course there. And it's titled, Is Your Mindset Fit or FAT? And it's going to help you answer the question, is your mindset really fit or fat? And what can you do about it if it is, if you really are serious about changing it? You can do that at fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, and how to get a shout out from me on the show. Here's how to do that. You go to Facebook and you like the show's Facebook page. It's super, super simple. Go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and click like to like the page. That's all you need to do. And you can see how, if you are viewing this right now in iTunes, you can see how my name is spelled. If for some reason you're not, and you're just somehow listening to this, maybe through another channel where my show, The Jolynn Braley Show, is syndicated, then Jolynn Braley, that's spelled J-O-L-Y-N-N, Braley, B-R-A-L-E-Y. So on Facebook, The Jolynn Braley Show, or if you go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com and click like to like the page, then I'll give you a shout out on the show. And it's really easy, it's fun, and I'm more than happy to do that for you. Okay, so you already got your questions for the day, which you wrote down so you can ask yourself those questions. And what you learned today is you learned what permanent weight loss really is, which means that you're no longer struggling. And you also learned that if there's one person out there that has already done it, that you can do it too. You learned that the real question is that you have to, obviously you've got to make a decision that you deserve to have it. And so the real question is, do you really believe that you deserve struggle-free permanent weight loss? Because if you believe that you deserve to struggle, or that life is supposed to be a struggle, or that you can't do it, or that you just can't lose weight, or weight loss has to be hard, if you believe those thoughts, you are right. You will prove yourself right. And that's not going to help you get anywhere. Okay, so be sure and go to thejolynnbraleyshow.com and like our Facebook page, and you'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. If you're subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. Next week's episode is The Best Diet Ever. Oh, and before I sign off, let me give you a very powerful exercise that you can do for yourself right now, which is something that naturally slender people and people who live with permanent weight loss already do. You see, folks who are struggle-free with their weight and they are living naturally slender, they only put food in their mouth when they're physically hungry, 99% of the time. There might be 1% of the time that they put food in their mouth when they're not hungry, but it's not for emotional eating, it's not for sugar addiction, it's not for any of those reasons. It's just maybe Thanksgiving and they overeat. But the difference is that I overate, I don't feel good, I'm not hungry, I don't need anything else to eat until I'm hungry. It's very simple. What you first have to discover for yourself, though, is what does physical hunger feel like in your body? If you're like most of my permanent weight loss coaching clients, you don't even know what that feels like because you're always putting food in your mouth when you're not physically hungry. You're so disconnected from your body that you just don't even know what that means to be physically hungry. And there's millions of people out there that are in the same boat that you are, but if you're ever going to change that, you've got to take a first step, right? That makes sense. So what you need to do is find out, what does physical hunger feel like to me? And the way you do that is don't eat anything until you feel physically hungry. And you've got to drink a lot of water to do that, because if you are dehydrated, it's very easy to think that you're physically hungry when you're not, when you're actually dehydrated. So just drink tons of water, at least 100 ounces tops per day. That would be a huge thing if you were to do that. But drink that water. Don't eat anything until you feel physical hunger. Is this about starving yourself? No, not at all. It's about learning what does it feel like to be physically hungry. And you've got to do that if you're ever going to get real with yourself and make any progress towards dropping the fat and keeping it off. It's highly important. All right, so this is JoLynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and you've been listening to The JoLynn Braley Show. Go to fearlessfatloss.com to learn more and grab your free 5-day e-course while you're there. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.